is Instagram's new AI-powered app, the ultimate game changer for content creators. Welcome to the AI in Media Daily Brief, your go-to source for how artificial intelligence is reshaping media. Today is Monday, April 24th, 2025. Here's what's making waves in the world of AI and content creation. Let's get into it. Instagram, owned by Meta Platforms, has officially launched Edits, a standalone video editing app designed to empower content creators with advanced AI-driven tools. This new app is available globally for free on iOS and Android and aims to streamline video production while competing directly with ByteDance's popular CapCut editor. First teased in January by Instagram head Adam Mosseri, Edits arrives after a two-month delay from its initial February target. The timing of its launch is particularly interesting, as it coincides with an uncertain future for TikTok and CapCut in the United States, prompting speculation that Meta is seizing the opportunity to capture market share in the creator economy. Edits is positioned as a comprehensive video creation platform, offering features that go beyond Instagram's built-in editing tools. Creators can capture videos up to 10 minutes long, adjust camera settings like resolution, frame rate, and dynamic range, and utilize a suite of creative tools. Some standout features include AI image animation, which transforms still images into dynamic videos, and automatic captioning to enhance accessibility. The app also offers green screen and cutout capabilities, allowing for one-tap background replacement and precise subject isolation for professional-grade effects. Advanced editing tools like keyframing for precise animation control, clip-level trimming, and a timeline interface for detailed edits are also included. Additionally, Edits features an inspiration tab that showcases trending reels and audio, while a live insights dashboard provides metrics like engagement and skip rate to help optimize content performance. Unlike third-party apps, Edits allows for watermark-free exports and seamless sharing to Instagram, Facebook, or other platforms. Users can access Meta's extensive music library and manage projects with tools for brainstorming and tracking ideas. Edits supports features like green screen overlays and AI effects that mirror those of ByteDance's editor, prompting comparisons and discussions in the creator community. Adam Mosseri addressed these comparisons on Threads, stating that Edits targets creators rather than casual video makers and offers a broader range of creative tools for a more niche audience. Meta is already teasing updates for Edits, including enhanced keyframing, more AI-driven editing options, and collaborative features for multi-user video projects. However, Mosseri hinted that some advanced features might eventually be locked behind a paywall, with a potential subscription model called Asteria rumored to unlock generative AI capabilities. Despite this, the app is available for download on the Google Play Store and Apple App Store, requiring users to sign in with their Instagram credentials to access the app. Meta emphasized that Edits is not just for Instagram or Facebook, but for creators across all platforms, including competitors like TikTok and YouTube Shorts. "Our goal is to build creative tools to help creators express themselves freely," Meta stated, underscoring its commitment to supporting the creator community. Let's dive into an intriguing study that's sparking conversations in the journalism world. Researchers in Portugal and Spain have explored how university students perceive the quality of news generated by artificial intelligence versus news crafted by human journalists. The findings might surprise you. As artificial intelligence, especially generative models like ChatGPT-3, becomes more embedded in newsrooms, it promises efficiency, but also raises ethical concerns. This study focused on journalism students in Portugal and Spain, evaluating their ability to discern between AI-generated and human-written news, and comparing the quality of both. The results? Students generally rated AI-generated news as higher quality than that written by journalists. Spanish students, in particular, gave higher scores to AI-generated content, suggesting a shift in how news quality is perceived. Interestingly, the study revealed that ChatGPT-3's news scored higher across all categories, from readability to informativeness and style. This suggests that AI might be gaining ground in areas traditionally dominated by human journalists. Yet, this raises critical questions about the future of journalism. If AI can produce news that students perceive as higher quality, what does this mean for the role of human journalists? It's a debate that's just beginning to unfold. The study also highlights the need for robust journalism education that incorporates AI training, ensuring future journalists can navigate this evolving landscape. It's clear that AI is not just a tool, but a transformative force in media. That's it for today's The AI in Media Daily Brief. Instagram's new AI-powered app, Edits, promises to be a game-changer for content creators, while the study on AI-generated news in journalism education underscores a potential shift in how we perceive news quality. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle, signing off. Until next time.